Sí, pero nadie me quiso prestar, no estaba, no estaba para mí.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Tyler. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, 251137001002530220.
3020 was the last four?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Give me just 1 second to pull the, your file up and we can get the ball rolling here for you. Awesome. Is this auto performance?
Yes.
Okay. And am I speaking to Richard here?
Yes, yeah, speaking.
Perfect, Richard. And are you the 100% owner there, Richard?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. As far as a phone number, if we get disconnected, is the 215-831-1263 the best number there?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you confirm the billing address there for the business?
1427 Unity Street, Philadelphia, PA 19124.
Perfect. And then as far as like the business classification, are you guys a partnership, C Corp, LLC?
A solo proprietor.
Prior, okay. And then how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2001.
2001, okay. Perfect, perfect. So we have many programs here, so if you can just kind of paint a picture of what you're looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Oh, we have many programs here, so if you can just kind of paint a picture for what you were looking to do, I can point you in the right direction for what programs we have.
Okay. We're looking for working capital and to invest more in the business.
Okay, okay. What were we looking to bring on capital for there for the business? Was there anything in specific?
One of the, we buy and sell car, buy, you know, more inventory, and then buy an emissions machine.
Okay, so there's equipment as well that you're looking to bring on?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with the inventory there. What is it that you guys look to bring on for inventory?
We buy and sell cars.
Okay, so you guys buy and sell cars.
Yeah,
do you guys
also do the repairs, also the body work and mechanical work in-house.
Okay, so you guys work on cars as well as sell them?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And then as far as equipment goes, what kind of equipment were you looking to bring on?
We're looking for an emissions machine and a frame machine.
Emissions and frame machine, okay.
Yes.
And were those going to be purchased new or used?
The machine, the emissions new, the frame machine probably used.
Probably used on that one. Do you have quotes or invoices yet on those pieces of equipment?
No, I don't have no invoices yet, no.
Okay, you haven't started the shopping process there?
No.
Okay, and then, so I know you said inventory. Was there anything else other than inventory and those two pieces of equipment you were going to be bringing on?
Yeah, we're going to buy more cars to sell.
Okay, okay. So there's some good news here for you. So we actually do both equipment financing and working capital. It allows you to finance equipment like the emissions and frame machine that you're looking to do, as well as allocate capital and keep it separate, which allows a larger amount on both sides for you there. Did you have a specific number as far as capital that you were looking to bring on?
Anywhere from 30 to 20.
Okay, so 20 to 30K on the capital. And then did you have a ballpark figure maybe of what the emissions and frame machine would cost? Do you have any idea?
Both together, I could get it for like 13,000.
13K total for both?
Yeah.
Okay. And when were you looking to bring all this on? Was this some projects you had coming up in a few months? Was this as soon as possible?
Depends on what you can do for me.
Okay. I'll first try and see how much we can kind of free up for you there on the capital side. Have you ever taken out a working capital loan before, or are you familiar with those programs and how they
work?
Yeah,
I took out one with CAM Capital.
With CAM Capital?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still currently on that loan, or did you pay it off?
I got a balance like $4,000.
$4,000 balance? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's mostly based off your top line revenue, and we basically have a range there with what we work with. Do you know what you guys did in sales there last year?
Total, I think it was about $200,000.
Around $200,000? Okay. And how's business been for you this year? You guys trending upward, downward, around the same?
It seems like it's going to be about the same.
About the same? Okay. Let's see for this year. And have you guys shopped around at all, or gone to your local bank there to see if you could get a loan?
Actually, submitted some paperwork yesterday on Ken Capital back, and I haven't got an answer yet from them.
I see. Are you looking at like a refi option with them, or just a secondary position?
Yeah.
Or a refi?
Can you excuse me 1 minute? Let me get this call.
Of course.
Okay. Hello. For all chain, like one block. We're gonna do the what you call it, because I didn't we do it Saturday when you come back. You didn't have enough oil. I need more oil, right? You got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll be here.
Hello, I'm back.
Okay, no worries. So you said the same way then?
Early payments.
Say that again.
Do you guys work like the same way, daily payments?
We do daily, weekly, and monthly, depending on the structure you'll get approved for there. Is that what you had on the current CAM Capital one? Was it a daily payment?
Yeah.
Do you know how much that daily payment was?
$70 a day.
$70 a day?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you're still waiting to hear back from them on a refinance option, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So were you looking to refinance the $4,000 that was remaining and then get some capital on top, or were you looking for just a secondary position?
They're just gonna they discount the they're looking to get 20, and then the 4,000 is gonna come out of the 20.
Okay, so you're looking for a refi. Okay. So what we can do is look at, we basically are going to have three options here for you. We can look at a refi option there on the CAM Capital, take over that $4,000 remaining and get you some capital on top. We can also look at a secondary position where it would just be capital on top, but with the $4,000 remaining, I think the refi is the better option. And then what we can also do is look at possible approvals there on the equipment for the emissions and frame machine. I will say on the equipment, it is a little bit more heavily based on your credit. What does your personal credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Like 640.
Okay. Okay. So you're a little bit below average, the credit average there, but it's not horrible. I would say we could possibly try and get you approved there on the equipment just because of how attractive the terms and rates are. And it's definitely something that's not going to hurt you just by at least seeing what we can do on the approval side of it. What's a good email there for you, Richard, so I can shoot you this information for what we would need as far as getting the approval process going?
Okay, so Auto Performance 2001 at Gmail.
Auto Performance 2001, you said?
Yeah.
At gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll get an email going here. And I'll shoot that out. It's just going to basically have the three things that we will need. We'll need, it's going to be a one-page app, but I'm going to attach both the working capital and equipment one, so you can fill out both. That way we can get you on both programs. And then we would just need, did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we would just need the 2015 tax return, and then it would be 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then just the current balance there that's remaining on the CAM Capital loan that you have. Once you get that over to me, I can submit you to underwriting and usually get you an answer in about 24 hours. Is this something that, does it sound like something you have readily available there?
I can have it done by the morning.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll get this email going. As soon as you can get that over to me, either later today or in the morning, we'll get you submitted. Otherwise, I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon if I don't hear back, and just see if you have any questions.
All right.
All right, Richard. It was great talking to you. We'll be in touch, okay?